Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The owner of the Commanders, Josh Harris, was on a podcast with Alex Rodriguez. The name of this podcast, I got to find it. Do you remember it, Darris? The Deal. Sounds like a business podcast, maybe, or a bunch of people that have a lot of money get together to talk about having a lot of money and how they got their money. It's on Bloomberg, if that tells you anything.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
It's like a businessy thing. But I listened to some of this, and it was really compelling because, let's face it, how much have we heard Josh Harris talk about the stadium deal? We had the press conference where he answered a couple of questions and he had some, you know, prepared comments, which was nice. But this was the first back and forth Q&A about this deal and a lot of his thoughts on how it's going to go down. And I've not heard this audio played on the station, and I wanted to get into some of this so we can react to this now. But have you heard any of this interview that he did with A-Rod?
Just a little, to borrow from our friend Fred Smoot, schniblet. Of it here and there. I have not heard the extended. I want to.
So let's play through some of these clips, and we can start and stop them as need be. But let's start with Harris one. This is on how important it is to return to the RFK site for this ownership group, for this fan base, and maybe even for the city of D.C.
Well, it's seismic, I think, for the city, for the DMV, for D.C. D.C. is obviously an incredibly important city. And, you know, I grew up there. I grew up in Chevy Chase, Maryland, and to be able to bring football back to RFK Stadium, the spiritual home of Washington football, of the Commanders, and you know, build a next generation world class venue. I mean, obviously venues are advancing, the technology is advancing, the fan experience is advancing, and then, you know, it's not just a football venue. We're gonna put a dome on it. We're gonna make it about football, but we still put a dome on it. It's very important to the city that they be able to host massive events like the Super Bowl. Maybe we're now gonna push Roger on that, but you know whatever, Beyonce, you know, pick a, you know, an event. And D.C. obviously is a gateway city for the United States, so it'll make D.C. great and proud. And then not only that, it's a $2.7 billion stadium, but it's a $3.8 billion, including all the stuff that's going to happen with the infrastructure and everything. And then there's the stadium itself is about 15% of the overall ground. I don't know if you've ever been down there.
Yeah, but of course.
You got the Capitol and the monument. You can see it. You got the Anacostia River. And then it's a 15-minute bike ride to Nationals Park, the Navy Yard. So you're going to redevelop a lot of neighborhoods with D.C., affordable housing. You have a whole bunch of parks. And then, you know, retail, mixed use. And so you're going to really change those areas in a really positive way. And D.C. has had an amazing, they've done this in the past. So,
yeah.
You know, it's incredible, actually, and really exciting to be able to engage with the city and help a city.
So that's a good launching point there with him just talking about the project. But what I got out of that answer, at least the initial part of it, Danny, was my argument I keep making, which is, and I know this does not hold up in court, we're talking about Washington, D.C. We should be able to have a world-class stadium, which we don't right now. We're talking about Washington, D.C. We should not be left out of the World Cup. the number one TV market every 4 years for the World Cup, D.C., should not be told you can't host a game because your stadium, which isn't even in the city, by the way, is not good enough. We don't feel good putting a game there right now. It's a rundown, mediocre joint.
Right.
You can't have the people safe and comfortable in that dump so you don't get a World Cup game. But if you want to travel up to Philly, you could do that. Shouldn't be. In Washington, D.C., the most powerful city in the world. We should not have a situation where Taylor Swift says, I'm doing 23 cities. D.C.'s not going to be one of them because we're not going to that place in Landover. That's a thing. That's a reality. The Beyonce concert that was last in Landover, go back and see all the news stories about the lines in and out and some of the stories that night. There's a good chance she wouldn't go back to that stadium based on all the complaints and the problems. We shouldn't miss out on things in this city. Mm-hmm. This is not Wyoming, some random town, Cheyenne, or I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Give me a break, man. We're D.C., so you should have a world-class stadium. And I know that's not the beginning and the end of the conversation, but I got a little bit of that tone from Harris there.
Well, but to me, it's the most compelling. So economists, and really people smarter than me, will disagree forever about the outright financial benefits. In other words, if I tell you, Grant, you give me $5 today, you're going to get $7.50 in 2 weeks. Whether that's true or not is maybe up for debate. Reasonable minds, I think, can disagree. I don't think it's a great pure cost benefit analysis in terms of like win and loss for the local economy. But what I do think is that the point is, it's now the showcase where it is as currently a blight. The whole point of this is, when the World Cup comes, when this televised event comes, it's the advertisement. It's the best foot forward for the city. And it needs to happen because of that. More so, again, than if we spend $1.1 billion, will we make our $1.1 billion back based on the Final Four being here? The answer is probably not. But over the long haul, at least for me, it's probably not. But over the long haul, there's a reason people want to come see the Smithsonian. There's a reason people want to go look at the Capitol and the Washington Monument and all the memorials and all the different beautiful things that are hallmarks of D.C., every school trip. So you go beyond just the school trip, and it becomes a place that everybody has to go and wants to come see, because look what else we can do. We don't have a look what else right now.
Yeah,
get the look what else, and this is your gateway for it.
Charles Allen will disagree with me. Brianna Nadeau, I'm not sure of her exact name, she would disagree with me. But if there's not a venue where you can host a World Cup game, you're not doing your job in this city as a member of the city council. Like, that's how I feel about this. Mm-hmm. If there's not a place in D.C. where we can host the biggest performers in the world to come and do a stadium-sized show that is too big for an arena, then you're doing it wrong. Go back to the drawing board and figure out another plan for your city. In this city, in a top 7 media market, it's been as high as 6 and as low as 8 or whatever it is now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I know it's Washington, D.C. I know that's what I know. You got to be able to have that. All right, let's go to Harris 2 here on Maryland's role in deciding to move to D.C., talking about Westmore and the battle to try to keep the team.
Okay, so we play in Maryland today. The team has played in Maryland since the 90s, like the late 90s, and you know, obviously the DMV is D.C., Maryland, Virginia. D.C.'s in the middle, right? So RFK's in the middle. So Maryland, right, for Virginia fans, a little further, but we play in Maryland. And so the first thing we had to do is assure all through the process Governor Moore, who really cares about Landover.
The governor of Maryland.
The governor of Maryland. You know, he wanted to make sure that, you know, we said to him, look, we have to consider D.C. because it's the spiritual home of the Commanders. And he said, look, I'm willing to let you consider that and not be and be generous about how you allow you to have some options. But you need to convince me that you're going to, you know, build something in Maryland if you decide to leave. And so we concluded a deal with the governor, and that allowed for the project to be, the land to be transferred to D.C. So I don't know if you remember, but as the last Congress was sunsetting, we got a 100-0 vote in the Senate,
yes,
which moved the land to D.C. So until the land was under federal control, until the land was under D.C. control, and then it wasn't possible to build a stadium.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
That's Harris on the Maryland part of this. Now, he suggested that they would build something at that site according to, you know, basically the demands of Wes Moore. Mm-hmm. All I've ever heard is that they would take care of detonating and moving that stadium on, basically, that they would take it down, that it's not going to be a blight, it's not going to sit there like RFK. I've never heard that they're then going to pay to build something there.
That was interesting to me. So that's the part I pulled out as well. Because they own the team owns that land,
right?
Okay, so
and they would give it to Maryland, I guess.
Again, that's the question. So in general, there are exceptions, but in general, if I own land and I'm going to move somewhere else, local government, it's none of your business what I do with it. But maybe there's a trade there. Maybe there's something that's a bigger part for it. Like I'll allow you to go shopping even though your lease hasn't expired or this or that without fret. If you promise to do something with that ground once you're done with it, maybe that's what he's implying. But even still, that's something I hadn't heard to this point.
Because I don't get the sense they're going to help build anything there. They don't care about that land when they leave.
Right.
They just had to agree, best we could tell so far, that if Maryland wants to build something there, they're going to be able to because there's not going to be a stadium
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be leveled and the dirt's going to be ready to dug into when they're done. I think it's within a year after they're done.
Yeah, whether it's selling the land to the state or whether it's keeping the land, destroying the stadium, you know, laying flat ground and letting a developer come in and put whatever you want there, whether it's a sportsplex or a million things for local residents or retail, the mixed use, the same type of stuff you're going to put in downtown D.C. I have no idea what the deal is there, but I hadn't heard any of that where Wes Moore was like, yeah, you can go ahead and look around. That was interesting to me. Like, it makes sense that's part of it, but
well, they're under the lease. Yeah. So, do you need permission from him legally to start talking to DC? I don't think
you would looking for your next place you want to do something. I
wonder in the terms of a contract. And I'm with you. I don't think this would be the case. But could you do that 6 years before the end of the lease, as opposed to two?
With you should have to pay something to get out early from a lease like that. But even still, basically saying his point there just sounds like again, summarizing. Wes Moore's been a great partner, and he's still not holding our feet to the fire, not making it miserable for us, giving us ultimatums and deadlines, going, if you don't tell me right within 5 minutes, I'm just making this up, you don't tell me by June 1st that $400 million we were going to spend goes away. He's not doing anything. Right. He's not playing any hardball at all. I think maybe there's an exchange there we're not thinking of. Maybe some of the offices that moved into the PG County for the team, whether it's a season ticket sales and some of those things, maybe stay there. I mean, that's part of the negotiation as well, probably.
Well, there's also this. There's no reason if you're Wes Moore, you've known all along they want to be in D.C. They don't want to be there.
Right.
So it's almost like somebody wants a divorce, and you're just telling them, no, I'm not signing the papers. Where does that really get you?
Right.
Neither of you are going to be happy. This is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part of it is he just watched what happened with D.C. and Virginia, where Ted Leonsis really wanted to go to Virginia, was pretty hell-bent on doing it. That fell through. They come back to D.C., and they're able to salvage it. Well, if you go scorched earth or really are a pain in the butt as they're trying to get to
D.C., good point, Grant.
What is the benefit to that?
Yeah, there's no upside.
All I got to do is sit here and wait with my $400 million and let the D.C. City Council screw it up.
Yeah, let local politics at play itself. Yeah.
I mean, because it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's, you know, let Mendelson and Allen and Edu and, you know, all of them get their hands on this thing. And next thing you know, maybe Josh Harris comes back to me with his tail between his legs going, hey, that $400 million. Still,
is that still on the table?
You still got that over there? Let's go to, this is Harris 3 on, this is interesting because we've always talked about this. We knew. Everybody knew they wanted to be in D.C. And he went into essentially the history of them knowing that they needed to be at this site.
From there, you know, we went into, we had negotiations going with a lot of different parties and, you know, we're blessed that everyone wants the commanders. And ultimately concluded a deal with the mayor that would be highly beneficial for D.C. And at $2.7 billion, which is what we're putting up, it's the largest investment in D.C. ever. So it's the largest investment in D.C.'s history. And so the once the mayor decided that it was okay, we signed a term sheet with the mayor, and now we're working with the D.C. City Council who, I mean, the project has incredible ROI for D.C., literally billions of tax revenues, thousands of homes, and thousands of jobs, right? And so—
And affordable homes.
And of that, 30% are by agreement going to be, at least that will be affordable homes. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to raise the standard. And then you get an amazing— entertainment district, and I mean, who's not going to play in a new stadium with the backdrop being literally the Capitol, right? And then you get the redevelopment on the Anacostia River. So this is going to change D.C. And so I'm hopeful that the council's doing its work. A number of them are already supporting that, but we have some work to do. So now the next step for us is to obviously get the council's vote. You've got to tell the citizens and the politicians, you know, why this is good for the city, why they should invest their money in this. And the reality is D.C. is going through a harder time right now. And we were very sensitive to that and made sure that this deal was very good for D.C. But I'm also focused on making it a place where our opponents fear to come, which is how this I grew up, and where our fans love to come.
Yeah.
And, you know, our RFK, right, was a... You know, it was an incredible arena. I mean, the stands would shake, and it was a smaller arena, but it was loud, and, you know, people awesome. Showed up.
Josh Harris on a podcast with Alex Rodriguez and a co-host. We're going through some of his answers here. So a few things there, but where do you want to start?
Working with the council now. So the one of the gripes.
How about him saying we got work to do?
Yeah.
That tells you they might not have the votes right now.
Totally. One of the frustrations that a couple members of the council shared with us was they haven't seen any details. They don't know anything yet. This is part of a larger budget that hasn't been submitted. And by the way, it now seems that it has been submitted, and a lot of politics are happening around that. And sort of the stadium part is on the back burner, but they're doing their own normal stuff, which is outside of our pay grade. We're football guys. But that point is sign the term sheet with the mayor, and now almost as if to say, and now the real work begins, trying to satisfy everybody's quadrant or ward or at-large concern. Or
but they're 6 weeks away from this deadline.
This deadline, yeah.
So if quote-unquote, now the work begins, and maybe you could say that the work began a month ago or whatever. Mm-hmm. They've been meeting with these council members, although it doesn't sound like they got the budget until the last several days here. And that's only 6 weeks. That deadline's not realistic then, I don't think, to get this thing actually agreed upon. Mid-July?
Yeah.
If right now they don't have the votes and they're trying to get them? There's no way you do that in 6 weeks.
I mean, maybe you go, all it takes is one meeting with, we had Robert White in studio, one of the council members at large. Really nice guy. I was pretty impressed with him. Whether you agree or disagree, maybe he goes, hey, here's what I need. I'm just making this up. If you have the team offices in D.C. and we get $1.50 from every car for the first 10 years for this parking garage that we're going to build for you. I'll sign. Cool. Boom. Put that in. And then you get one other person, mental center, whoever, who's a maybe. You're not getting a couple.
So to that point.
And then you're done.
Then do you think this is a deal that is being negotiated? I believe that this deal is being dropped on the desk and saying, what do you think?
Interesting.
I don't view it as like they want to now go council member by council member and make a bunch of concessions. In their mind, and you heard Harris say this, and I actually think this is reality, I think they've done a lot in terms of this ownership group. Mm-hmm. They're putting up $2.7 billion. He said, we were very much aware of the hard time D.C. is having, and we thought about that in our commitment. I mean, in just talking to enough people around the organization, I think the thinking is they feel like, you know, they're taking on a lot of risk just as an ownership group, yeah, more so than vast majority of owners do, paying for 76% of this thing, and that they've given the city a really good deal. Now, not everyone on the city council, including White, who you just mentioned, who sat here, feels that way, but that's how the owners feel. So do they want to then keep giving more and more and more? That might be what it takes, but I don't think this was the first offer. I think this was the, here's your stadium deal, and by the way,
the offer expires. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, so and also, again, the politics of it, which you and I are clearly experts in, but it is, again, as to remind folks, it's part of the mayor's budget, right? So that's money for the fire station. That's money for this program, cutting this, adding that, whatever the expenditures are. And one of the paragraphs or two line items or however you want to phrase it is this stadium deal. So if it gets voted on or not or rejected or not, I don't know how much red tape, and then I turn a red pen, and I X out this and I want to make that number bigger or smaller. I don't know how much of that there is with this part of the process. I just don't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.